Okay. Check one. Check one. Check one. Sibilance. Sibilance. I'm sorry, I can't see anyone today. I'm quite ill. Okay. So, yes, we're running Windows 10. Oh, yeah, I got a new copy of this. Copy of Edcast going. Is it connected? Yes, it is. Okay. So now we need to get this going. New. Save change to intelligent. No. Alright, the archive has started, so. I think I need to get, like, this keyboard moved here. Yeah. There we go. Okay. Move to the right. And get this. Wait, no. Just someplace. Yeah. Man. Yeah, it was in the place that the old mouse was using. Alright, there we go. Let's see, what is the how much RAM are we using? 3.2, which is, decent. You know, not as good as Windows 7, but, okay, here, it's, 10 minutes till airtime. Playlists, Afghan wigs, and do the sanitary. Alright. Is this still going? Yes, it is. I just cancel it. So now we got this. Start mix again. I probably should get this Winamp going. Play URL. So, let's see if I get this. Enable live broadcasting, so that should work. Actually, you know what I'll do? I'll put 52 minutes past the hour, so I probably should get to the playing some parodies here. That's wrong. The wrong directory. Podcasts. Show stuff. Parodies. Parodies. I'm here.
Walking around the village. milk of magnesia. He wants a sugar daddy. More than you know. It's like thongs. Leather. You may be under the weather. Cause Bruce has wood. Might see him in a gay bar and seduce him into getting in your Jaguar, but in the morning you'll regret it more than anything you know. It's like songs. Leather. You may be under the weather because Bruce has wood. Baby, you know he's depleted bank account because he's a man whore. This is paramount. He'll make you poorer. And of this you'll know. It's like songs. Leather. You may be under the weather. Because Bruce has wood, baby. Because Bruce has wood. Because Bruce has wood. Because Bruce has wood. Because Bruce has wood.
Blair has gone back home, no longer.
Valley roam. Now Claire has gone back home, back in Iowa.
I had to adjust this microphone. I'm not sure. Hold on a second. That's better. Yes, it's the next show for Tuesday, October 8th, 2024. Oh, wait a second. I haven't connected to GameBird. Kind of a problem. Okay, there I've, it's not working. Error checking for, oh, here we go. Skyscan, that's better. And Clay says, the North Shore of the Yucatan Peninsula has really taken a beating today. Yes. So anyway, this is the next show. The story so far, I've installed Windows 10 on the other on the streaming computer. I probably should go back to Windows 7. Welcome back, number 6. It's a beast for sure. Oh, by the way, if you want to join us in the IRC, you can join us at gamebird.eaaa.us channel pound Skyscanner. Yes, he heard you. Yes. Let me see. So, yes, I probably should go back to Windows 7. But in reality, I'm kind of burnt out by installing things, so I'll probably stick with Windows 10 until things break. In the meantime, I have a... Let's see, what do I have here? I have a bunch of solid state drives I can use. So yeah, I'll try to do that. And the reason why I should go back to Windows 7 is that. Oh, if you want to join us in the you can also join us on the web. It's thenextshow.com. Oh, it's replaced with zero. For playlists and show archives. I should go back to Windows 7 because it's less taxing on the computer hardware. And you can see, like, where is, like, Windows 7 would have used about a gig of RAM. This one uses, I'm running Task Manager, and this is, like, 3.2 gigabytes used. This is a computer with 8 gigs of RAM, so it can easily, like, handle it. And there's certain advantages to using Windows 10. Like, I'm using, like, Windows 10 for the other computer. So, it ensures that we have a uniformity of operating systems. But the other thing that's kind of annoying about this is that every time you reboot... there's problems. Well, I had this problem where I was trying to connect to on the IceCat server. It wasn't working, so I looked at the settings for that I was trying to use to connect to IceCat, and I looked at the configuration. I said, looks like it's I'm trying to connect to port 8000. It's configured for port 8000. What's going on here? Oh, is this the thing where every time you reboot, it the port becomes blocked? So I changed the port to 8100, and it worked. So yeah, this is an annoying thing where ports become blocked. Not a problem if you have to reboot it like once a month. I can deal with that. It is a problem if you have to reboot like once a week or once every few days. Then it can become intolerable. So yeah, that's the problem. And I had to figure out how to get this done. So, hey, what are we doing for this week? We have songs about, wait a second. Oh, this is not good. Let's sign in here and see what I eat. Why I sent it out by the mailing list. Oh, here. Sent. This week on the next show, FEMA is actively killing America's restream songs about walking, the Afghan Whigs Part 1, and of course, mandatory mail at midnight. And we'll also have the New Music Express. And oh, yeah, a segment featuring This Day in Music. So all that and more on this week's The Next Show. So anyway, I probably should do the intro here before I fall too far behind. So I'll cue the intro.
No, you animals. Crafty is number one. Number six joined the IRC, and Crafty's the number one on the show.
But I wanted to know who was number six.
Well, that's number six.
Was that six last week?
Please play number six tonight.
Oh, no, gee, not number six.
Who is it?
It's Dave, man. Will you open up? I got the stuff with me.
Who?
Dave, man. Open up.
Dave?
Yeah, Dave. Come on, man. Open up. I think the cop's
coming. Dave's not here.
No, it was six.
It was heaven's problem. Adjusting to a tone status.
So please don't play number six tonight.
Back to six for a minute.
Give me a link, number six. Give me a link. What are you watching?
I do want to say thanks to number six, who is a Free Talk Live Platinum amplifier.
Now we're going to do exercise number six. Assume position number 6A, then proceed to position 6B. This is excellent, students, for that pad of fat that so many of you girls have on the outer part of the thigh and the upper part of the hip. Ready? Begin.
Come on, boy!
Playlist of party songs last week, and this was not on the list, but it should have been.
Yeah, I waited for you when you hate. hated me. And I waited for you inside of the frozen traffic. I know that you didn't always agree. Oh, where are you tonight? Where are you tonight? Where are you tonight, sweet Marie?
Well, anybody can be just like me, obviously. Then again, not too many can be like you, fortunately.
Six white horses that you did promise. Finally been delivered to the penitentiary. Well, to live outside the law, you must be honest. I know that you would agree. Where are you tonight? Where are you tonight? Where are you tonight? Sweet Marie.
Well, I don't know how it happened, but the riverboat captain, he knows my face. But everybody else, even yourself, well, you're all gonna have to wait.
I got the fever deep down in my pocket. Pretty person drunk is. He follows me. I take you to his house, but I can't unlock it. Oh, it seems you forgot to leave me with the key. Oh, where are you tonight? Where are you tonight? Where are you tonight?
Yes, that was, thank you. A little too loud. Fireboard off. Yes, that was, Ducks Deluxe and their cover version of, Bob Dylan's Absolutely Sweet Marie from the compilation Sidetracks and Smokers, released in 2010. Before that, we heard, Bongo's Bass and Bob. And their cover version of the Ruttles number one from Ruttles Highway Revisited. I think that was released in 1990. Yes, it was released in 1990. Some good songs off of that. We heard Dave Cloud in the Gospel of Power. The late Dave Cloud. And his cover version of the Ohio Express's Yummy, Yummy, Yummy from Pleasure Before Business, released in 2008. We heard the Toms and I Did the Wrong Thing from his self-titled debut album, released in 1979. We heard Zumpanu and The Party Rages On from Look What the Rookie Did, released on Sub Pop Records in 1995. Can you believe that? That album is going to be 30 years old in a few months. That's just weird. And we started things off with the New York Dolls and Babylon from Too Much Too Soon, released on Mercury Records in 1974. Yeah, that was the second album. And they broke up not long after that. So anyway, it's 35 minutes past the hour. Where's my list here? All right, here we go. The next show. So, yeah, you should probably get to this day of music before I fall too far behind. Oh, here we go. This day of music. There's the, I'm cueing the intro here.
Chronicling this day in music on the next show.
And I think we're going to start off with the Ramones.
Ever seen? Stay, lady, stay. little man in brown. Why wait any longer for the world to begin? You can have your cake and eat it too. Why wait any longer for the one you love when he's standing in front of you? Lay, 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 lay across my big breast bed. Stay, lady, stay. Stay while the night is still ahead. I long to see you in the morning light. I long to reach for you in the night. Stay, lady, stay. Stay while the night is still ahead.
Really high. still be loving you. When mountains crumble to the sea, there will still be you and me. Today my world, it smiles. Your hand in mine, we walk the miles. Thanks to you, it will be dark. For you to me are the only one. The sun refused to shine, I would still be loving you. Mountains crumble to the sea, there would still be you and me.
Oh, the song's over. Oh, he's coming back. Yeah, it's coming back. Yes, a little too loud. All right, anyway, that was Led Zeppelin. This day in music set, and thank you. See, if I had done the shorter ZZ Top song, it would come out basically on the hour, but I didn't. So I ran late. So yeah, that's to commemorate the fact that thank you from Led Zeppelin 2, released 1969. That's compared to the fact that today, on this day, October 8th, 2024, Led Zeppelin II was enjoying its 100th week on the UK album charts. It was the band's first album to hit number one in the United States, knocking the Beatles' Abbey Road twice in the top spot, where it remained for 7 weeks. When it first released, the album had advance orders of 400,000 copies in the USA. The advertising campaign was built around the slogan, Led Zeppelin II, now flying. And before that, we heard ZZ Top and Give Me All Your Lovin' from Eliminator, released in 1983. And that's to commemorate the fact that, 1987, October 8, 1987, the three members from ZZ Top made advanced bookings for a seat on the first passenger flight to the moon. The boys are still waiting for confirmation. And isn't like Dusty Hill no longer with us? Boys are still waiting for confirmation of that trip. And we also heard Hardworking Americans, a school day cover version of Chuck Berry song from We're All in This Together, released in 2017. And that's to commemorate the fact that, I don't know what else to commemorate the fact of. Yeah, I have no idea what's supposed to commemorate the fact of. I'm looking in. I have no idea. But anyway, we've heard David Bowie in Memory of Free Festival Part 1, the A side of that single, and it's different than the album version for some reason. And that's commemorated the fact that on October 8th, 1969, David Bowie played the first of a 10-day tour supporting Humble Pie at Coventry Theatre, Coventry, England, fronted by former Small Faces singer Steve Marriott and featuring Bowie's old school friend Peter Frampton. Frampton's father, Owen, taught art at Beckenham Technical School, where Bowie was a pupil. Another of his pupils was George Underwood, who became a painter and designed three David Bowie album covers, Space Oddity, Hunky Dory, and Ziggy Stardust. Ziggy Stardust is my favorite! We heard Piper and The Last Time, cover version of a Rolling Stones song from Can't Wait, released in 1976. And that's to commemorate the fact that today, on this day, October 8th, 1965, during a UK tour, the Rolling Stones appeared at the ABC's Stockton-on-Tees. Also on the Bill Spencer Davis Group, 4+2, The Checkmates, The End, and Charles Dickens, and The Habits. Before that, we had Bob Dylan and Lay Lady Lay from Nashville Skyline, released in 1969. And that's commemorating the fact that, today is the birthday of Pete Drake, born October 8th, 1932. Nashville-born record producer and pedal steel guitar player Pete Drake. He played on hits such as Lynn Anderson's Rose Garden, Charlie Rich's Behind Closed Doors, Bob Dylan's Lay Lady Lay, and Tammy Wynette's Stand By Your Man. Drake died, won't be commemorating his birthday because he's no longer with us. Drake died on July 29th, 1988, aged 55. And we start things off with the Ramones, and Sheena is a punk rocker, to remember the fact that today is, on this day, October 8th, it's current to the fact that today's Johnny Ramone's birthday, isn't it? Johnny Ramone, born on October 8, 1948. He will not be commemorating his birthday because he died of prostate cancer on September 15, 2004. So, yeah, end of him. So anyway, it's 8 minutes past the hour. Surprised you get to the top of the hour IDs before we fall too far behind. If you want to join us in the IRC, you can join us at gamebird.ehh.us. Oh yeah, I was talking about shows and those, like, so. Shout Studios has streamed some of these shows. They had they were streaming like the Little Rascals 24/7. And I saw this sequence where this fat kid is chasing another fat kid. And he pulls down the pants of the other fat kid, and then the other fat kid like catches up with the other fat kid and pulls down his pants. And I think I saw that before. I saw it on television. It was like 45 years ago, but I did see it. So yeah, I saw something 45 years ago on television of something that was like 50 years old. It was like I think it first was released in like 1929. So yeah, it's kind of weird. So anyway, if you want to join us in the IRC, you can join us at gamebird.ehh.us, channel /SkyScanner. You can also join us on the web at thenextshow.com for playlist and show archives. The archives will be uploaded almost immediately after the show ends. The playlist will not be up there for about a day or so. So you've survived the first hour of this week's Sixes Record, the first hour of this week's The Next Show. We'll be back with hour number two of The Next Show, featuring theme time, and also we haven't done the New Music Express. Yeah, we'll probably do that. We'll do that right after this.
Was that six last week?
The Next Show on Radio Free Digital.
Radio.
I love you, Dish Nuts, because when we first started Tech TV in 1998, that was about the only people who could watch. Radio Free Dish Nuts. Leo Laporte, the tech guy.
This is God. When I'm on the internet, which I am always because I'm omnipresent, I'm usually listening to RFD, Radio Free Dishness, talk and music for a sound mind.
Listening to a sick show and just can't cope with what you're hearing? Too much heavy metal, too much music you've never heard before, too many long, boring economic lectures. Tell my friends and you need milkshake. Yes, that's right. Instant milkshake in a can for those sick shows that are just sick shows. Buy some today, unless you're listening on WTND.
Streaming live from my desktop to your living room, or wherever you happen to be right now, this is Radio Free New Jersey.
Alright, see those woods over there?
Yeah.
So, I usually just go in there and pick some crap off the floor, and...
Oh, okay.
What?
Oh, I was just saying okay.
Oh, yeah, it's all good. But anyway, yeah, it's usually a little bit sparse this time of year, but if you look hard enough, you should be able to find something.
yeah, that sounds pretty easy. I should be able to do that.
Wait! One more thing. Whatever you do, don't go beyond the rickety bridge.
Why not?
Because
you'll get lost!
Fact.
The new NSA data center in Utah requires 1.7 million gallons of water every single day to operate. Billions of Fourth Amendment violations need massive computers and the water to cool them. That water is being supplied by the state of Utah. Fact. There's absolutely nothing in the Constitution which requires your state to help the feds violate your rights. Our message to Utah? Turn it off. No water equals no NSA data center. Visit offnow.org.
Hey-ho, Kermit the Frog here. Listen to the Tom and Daryl Show on Friday night.
Starting at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Pacific Time.
Celebrating 90 years of Decca Records.
Howdy, everybody. This is Kurt Erickson from Austin, Texas. Just wanted to remind you about my Radio Free Roadkill show on Tuesday evenings, starting at 6 p.m. Central Time, where we play lots of music and comedy bits and take your live requests from the chat room. You never know what you might hear on the Roadkill show, so join us every Tuesday for Radio Free Roadkill right here on RFD Radio at 6 p.m. Central Time and bring your requests. Y'all have a great day.
Celebrating 90 years of Decca Records.
Oh, yeah.
In the 1950s, Decca worked to keep up with music lovers' increasing demands for American jazz and blues. These American folk and blues artists soon gained cult status in the UK. Not least when Muddy Waters shocked audiences with his amplified electric blues in 1958.
Now, when I was a young boy,
the London jazz and R&B scene began to thrive as a result, and acts like Blues Incorporated and John Mayall's Blues Breakers became the perfect incubators for future British rock stars. John Mayall was a multi-instrumentalist who wrote most of his own material and regularly altered the members of his group, ensuring that the very best musicians were experimenting with the sound. Guitarist Eric Clapton's distorted blues playing on this 1966 Decca classic is hailed as directly influencing the rock-styled guitar playing that would follow, taking the music into the mainstream with the likes of Fleetwood Mac, Cream, and the Rolling Stones.
All the loving is loving. All the kissing.
Hey, so if you're not doing anything on Wednesday nights, you should totally tune into The World According to Clay and Reiki at 6 p.m. Central on the RFD Network.
And now, it's theme time on the next show.
And this week, we're doing songs about walking. I think I'll start this one off with Hindu Love Gods.
Morning, I was
Egyptian.
Thank you.
the fam said you can do. Just walk. All you walk. Come on, walk. Everybody walk. You just walk. Call it walk.
Halloween's coming up in a few weeks. So I probably should play some Halloween music, too.
For my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It got on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast. The ghouls all came from their humble abode to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It got on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Rex's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said,
whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool, Drax a part of the band, and my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them what it said.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And you my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
Mash.
Easy, Igor. You impressed me some more.
Mash good.
Monster mash.
Now everybody come on and do it. It's easy and you really like to do it.
a spell on you. Because you're mine. Stop the things you do. What's up? I like. Yeah, I can't bear. Woo! No running around. I can't stand. No putting me down. I put a spell on you.
J. Hawkins, and I put a spell on you from At Home with Screaming J. Hawkins compilation, released in 2006. When was it originally? Released in 1956, by the way. That's the original release date. Right, we were Ted Cassidy and the Lurch. Probably recorded like around 1965 and released on a compilation of Ghouls with Attitude, Disc 2. We heard Bobby Boris Pickett and the Crypt Kickers and Monster Mash. Originally released in 1962, that was from the compilation. Now, that's what I call Halloween. You heard Aerosmith and Walk on Water. Oh, that, yeah, that's the song about walking. From compilation Big Ones, released in 1994. Before they were The Inmates and The Walk from First Defense. Released in 1979. We heard The James Gang and Walk Away from Thirds, released in 1971. Before that, we heard The Bangles and Walk Like an Egyptian from Different Light, released in 1985. We heard The Go-Go's and Remember Walking in the Sand from Beauty and the Beat. That was originally released in 1981, but that's from the 30th anniversary edition, released in 2011. And we started things off with Warren Zevon. Well, actually, that's Hindu Love God. Warren Zevon and members of R.E.M. The Peter Buck was one of them. Doing their cover version of Robert Johnson's Walkin' Blues. That was from their self-titled debut album, released in... I don't think that they're the only album they released. And that was released in 1990. So, anyway, that's good for that set of music. Oh, I think it's time to get to the New Music Express before I fall too far behind. So, let's do that.
And now, the New Music Express on the next show.
So, what do we have here? It's a long playlist. I'm going to go down here. Okay, yeah, we have music from Coldplay, Leon Bridges, The Smile, and Caribou, amongst other things. So start things off with Coldplay. They released a new album called Moon Music. This is called We Pray, the New Music Express on the next show.
I'm not afraid to
Yeah, so we just heard three songs on the New Music Express. So, yeah, it was kind of an abbreviated version of New Music Express. We heard Caribou and Honey, title track from that album, released on Friday. Before that, we heard Leon Bridges and When a Man Cries from Leon, also released on Friday. And we started things off with Coldplay and We Pray, featuring Little Sims, Burna Boy, Ilana, and Teeny from Moon Music. Rather coincidentally, released on Friday. Oh, so this is me. Probably a Big Stir Records song that we need to play. I'm probably not going to get to it. Hey, the librarians are spooky. I'll play it next week. So anyway, we're talking about like... so on Shout Factory, the channel Shout Factory. By the way, if you want to join us in the IRC, you can join us at gamebird.e888.us channel pound Skyscanner. You can also join us on the web at thenextshow.com. Replace the O with a zero. For playlists and show archives. Playlists will be up. The archives will be up almost immediately after the show ends. The playlist will not be updated for at least a day or so. So I've been kind of like lazy about uploading the playlist. I need to get to the FTP site this week. So I kind of got concerned about the archival status of things, and so we have limited archives because I upload like certain things in the podcast directory, but it's not a lot. I want to add more bulk to the archives, and the only way I can do it is by setting up an FTP server. I'll try to do that. You've survived hour number two of this week's the next show. We'll be back with hour number three of the show, including Mandatory Mail at midnight, at least close to midnight anyway, and featured artist segment featuring the Afghan Whigs, and we'll have that right after this.
Praise you.
I love you, Dish Nuts, because when we first started Tech TV in 1998, that was about the only people who could watch. Radio Free Dish Nuts. Leo Laporte, the tech guy.
Hey-ho, Kermit the Frog here. Listen to the Tom and Daryl Show on Friday night.
Starting at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Pacific Time.
One red solo cup.
Red solo cup.
One slightly illegal transmitter. And one homebrew antenna. Live from Minneapolis, Minnesota, you're listening to Radio Free Solo Cup.
Hey, so if you're not doing anything on Wednesday nights, you should totally tune into the World According to Clay and Ray Chief at 6 p.m. Central on the RFC Network.
It is America last as Federal Disaster Relief Agency FEMA reports it is broke because it pissed it all away on illegals, foreign aid, and Ukraine instead of, say, the American people. So says the Department of Homeland Security, with Secretary Mayorkas confessing, quote, FEMA does not have the funds to make it through the season. Note, this is after Dems strong-armed $12 billion last year for FEMA by holding it hostage to Ukraine aid, and then Mike Johnson poured another $20 billion in just for good measure a few weeks ago. Now, FEMA's foreigner-depleted cupboards could be part of why the White House has dragged its feet, declaring Title X, which sends military resources into disaster zones to help rescue, largely leaving rescue to private volunteers, truck drivers, helicopter pilots, and people with boats dubbed the Cajun Navy, some of whom, incidentally, have been threatened with arrest or had their supplies confiscated. Of course, even if you don't arrest them, there's only so many private volunteers with helicopters, and they don't have billions of dollars hijacked from taxpayers and then given away to import new voters or pay military contractors. For starters, considering the 82nd Airborne is literally based in North Carolina and deploys in hours halfway around the world, it might be nice to get some help. Ironically enough, just last week, Mr. Biden announced another $2.4 billion to Ukraine, aid that has historically included generators and transformers that are now desperately needed in North Carolina. Of course, it wasn't just Ukraine. Everybody from Taiwan to Djibouti has apparently been feasting whilst our own people go without. And that apparently includes the millions of illegals who showed up uninvited. Thanks to X, we have the receipts for program after program shipping out FEMA money for illegals, $100 million at a time. The New York Post tallies these to at least $1.4 billion in disaster relief repurposed to bribe sanctuary cities to import replacement workers, especially in swing states. As America First Legal put it, quote, over the last 4 years, the Biden administration has steadily transformed FEMA into an illegal alien resettlement agency. So it's red carpets for illegals, $200 billion for Mr. Zelensky, and boiling swamp water for North Carolina. So a six, brought to you by Unchained.com. For literally millennia, disaster relief has been a touchstone of a functioning government. In China, for example, a bad response to a natural disaster was taken as a revocation of the mandate of heaven, the sovereign's right to rule. This is part of the reason that even today, countries like Japan, where I am now, take natural disasters very seriously, because the people are watching and remembering. In America, our federal government has long since lost that mandate. FEMA was a disaster in Katrina, in COVID, in Palestine, Ohio, and now in North Carolina. So how did it get this bad? Easy, because the bureaucracy took over, replacing the people via something called the Pendleton Act, which I'll cover in an upcoming video. This means the government's goal is not serving the people or fixing the problem, but feathering its own nest, expanding its power, and rewarding the donors and lobbyists who paid the politicians to give them that power in the first place. One video out of North Carolina captures the shift perfectly. A police officer threatening to arrest a local couple for trying to salvage their flooded store before looters get to it. There was a time that officer would have rolled up his sleeves and pitched in to help, because his job was protect and serve. But those days are gone. Protect and serve has now become neglect and harass, at least if you're American. A new episode of the Roundup podcast just dropped. Check it out at petersanons.com or wherever you enjoy your podcasts. Okay, we'll be watching. See you next time.
This is Number 6, host of the Six of One show, and I'm grateful that so many of you have donated to help keep the lights on here at RFD. If you love the programming on this network, I hope you'll consider making a donation. Now, we know what it's like to live on the brink of poverty, and we don't want any of our listeners to make their situations worse. But some of you folks have jobs, and even $5 a month from enough people will go a long way towards defraying costs. $50 a month would go even further. So, if you value the teaching, or you just happen to be in a generous mood, head on over to dishnuts.net on the web and make a one-time or recurring donation. And I'll thank you for your service.
And now, mandatory mail on the next show. We'll be right back.
you gotta take me home, baby. All right.
Tonight.
Now you give me all your sweet, sweet love.
Tonight.
No, it don't make no sense to be alone. When?
Tonight.
You know your love was made for me.
Yes. Some mandatory mail there. Three songs by John Mayall. That was Take Me Home Tonight from No More Interviews, released in 1979. Before that, we heard My Time After a While from Return of the Blues Breakers, released in 1982. And we started things off with Roadshow from the album that I originally pulled it from was Roadshow Blues Bands, but for some reason it's been reissued as Why Worry. But anyway, that was released in 1981. So yeah, there you go, some mandatory mail there. And it's 25 minutes past the hour. So we probably should get to the featured artist segment before we fall too far behind. So let's do that. And now, the featured artist segment on the next show. And this week, we're featuring the Afghan Whigs. So, who are the Afghan Whigs? They're an American rock band from Cincinnati, Ohio. They're active from 1986 to 2001, and they've since reformed. The group with core members Greg Dooley on vocals and rhythm guitar, Rick Collum on lead guitar, and John Curley on bass, rose up around the grunge movement, evolving from a garage band in the vein of the Replacements to incorporate more R&B and soul influences in their sound and images. After releasing their first album independently in 1988, the band signed to the Seattle-based label Sub Pop. They released their major label debut and their fourth album, Gentlemen, in 1993. Let's see. Band history. Greg Dooley on vocals and rhythm guitar. Rick Collum on lead guitar. John Curley on bass and Steve Earle on drums formed the band in Cincinnati in late 1986. The Afghan Whigs have evolved out of Dooley's previous band, Black Republicans, the band that Curley later joined. Curley attended a number of Black Republicans shows and approached Dooley and made a point to tell the vocalist he was a better bassist than the one in the Black Republicans. Curley would introduce Dooley to McCollum, a frequent jam partner who was famed out on the local Cincinnati scene for his innovative use of effects pedals. McCollum and Dooley would bond over the shared love of R&B. In fact, the first song the Afghan Whigs ever rehearsed was the cover of The Temptations' Psychedelic Shack. Dooley later described the intent behind the Afghan Whigs as to exist as a cross between the band, The Temptations, and Neil Young playing with Crazy Horse. The name The Afghan Whigs was coined by Curley as a play on the Black Republicans. In the wake of the Black Republicans' breakup, Dooley had to decamp to Arizona, where he composed half of the material for what would become the Afghan Whigs' debut album, Big Top Halloween, self-released on the band's own Ultra Suede label. So we're going to hear songs off of that. Why not? And so here's the Afghan Whigs from their debut album, Big Top Halloween. This is a song called In My Town. So yeah, the future artist is the Afghan Whigs on the next show.
This is where I
Yes, we heard three songs by... the Afghan Whigs. We heard Sammy. Before that, we heard Big Top Halloween, title track from that album. And we started things off with In My Town. Those were three songs off of Big Top Halloween. So anyway, let's see what we have. We're running through the first songs that I've ever done to do some demos. So we were playing really loose, doing really records. All of a sudden, I found that John was having covers made. While only 1,000 copies of Big Top Halloween were pressed initially, one of them managed to capture the attention of Jonathan Poneman, the co-founder of influential Seattle-based indie label Sub Pop, which signed the Afghan Whigs in 1989. Initially, Sub Pop planned for the Whigs to release only a one-off single, but that soon led to a full-blown record contract with the label. Upon signing to Sub Pop, the Afghan Whigs became the second non-Pacific Northwestern United States band to record for the Sub Pop label. In 1990, Sub Pop put out the Afghan Whigs' second album, Up In It. So, you know, largely recorded by Nirvana producer Jack Endino and featuring the college hit Retarded, Up In It received favorable reception with music critics upon release. So, you know, we're going to hear a song off of Up In It. Here's the Afghan Whigs again. And Hey Cuz. Feature artist of the Afghan Whigs on the next show.
What's wrong? Hope nothing's wrong. Who lives to cry? I've been smiling.
We just heard two songs by the Afghan Whigs. That was You My Flower, and we started things off with Hey Cuz, both of those from Up In It, released on Sub Pop Records in 1990. And let me see if I can find a... Oh, here we go. Yeah. Review of Up In It. This is from... Oh, here we go. Here's one from Gore Girl. I do love the urgency of Greg's voice, contrasting it with the energy of the music. It truly makes me want to go to one of their shows in the Headbang Old School. It really does sound like early 90s indie grunge, for lack of a better term, and not terribly innovative. That I found rather surprising in contrast to their later works, where creativity is available in excess. This is a fair bit heavier than the later works and ranks under Gentlemen and Black Love, not by a huge amount, but they were a relatively consistent band. When I read, some Wiggs fans were disappointed because it's a bit too crass, heavy, and irritating vocally, but I think it really just added to the primality of it all. Also contributing to the roughness of it all is the production, which is underwhelming, to say the least, but effective in this situation. To give you an idea of what to expect, some of the best songs here are called Retarded, White Trash Party, and Amphetamines and Coffee. I guess I really enjoyed this because I'm a sucker for having stuff yelled at me over fuzzy guitars, as per my teen years listening to various grunge acts on repeat. If you think I have an appreciation for that sort of thing, you really ought to give this album a try. If you think you have an appreciation for this sort of thing, you really ought to give this album a try. But if you're looking for something more similar to your later work, this may let you down. So buy at your own discretion. So yeah, as it stands, I bought it for like about 80 cents on the Russian MP3 site. Did I pay that much money? Let's see. Oh, here. Let's go back a few pages. How much did I pay for this? The Afghan Whigs. Here's the page. I paid... this full list. I paid $1.04 for it. So, yeah. Not too bad. So, next... let's see. Oh. See. Oh, here we go. Okay, this is the next album. Just before this album released, the Afghan Whigs went on a package tour with grunge originators Mudhoney and Boston Underground band Bullet Volta. Up In It was followed by a limited edition single released by Number 6 Records under the name Ornament, which includes vocals by Skrull singer Marcy Mays, who later contributed lead vocals to the band's song Mike Curse off the album Gentlemen. With the 1992, and the album Congregation, also released on Sub Pop Records. Sub Pop Records, produced by Greg Dooley and Ross Ian Stein. Listen to one of the tracks from that. Here's a track off of Congregation. The name of the song is called I'm Her Slave. New music feature artist, the Afghan Whigs, on the next show.
I'm on the floor, I play with knives.
Okay, we heard three songs by the Afghan Whigs. That was Band of Gold from the Uptown Avondale EP released in 1992. Before that, we heard Turn on the Water. And we started things off with I'm Her Slave. Both of those were in Congregation, also released in 1992. That's all good and well, but right now it's 2 minutes past the hour, so we ran overtime, so apologies for that. So let me just queue up the outro, and we'll have Eric and Ernie play us out of here. Yeah, that's not the right song. Yeah, this song. Bring me sunshine. So anyway, that's it for the show. Tune in next week when I may have Windows 7 up and running, or I may not. So anyway, we'll have the rest of the Afghan Whigs and some other stuff. The next live show on RFD will be the Tom and Daryl daytime show. And after that, you have the World According to Clay and Reiki. And I've been informed that there have been new promos recorded for that. Sunshine, bring me love! Bring me sunshine. Oh, wait. You know, I didn't see the monitor beacon here, so I'm going to quickly find it here. All the while, in this world where we live, there should be more happiness. So much. Oh, here we go. Yeah, I'm going to bring that to the bottom here. Kind of been derelict in doing things. So anyway, let your arms be as warm as the sun. Stay tuned for a replay of Club and Paler Overnight from years ago. Until next week, this is number 6, reminding you to lather, rinse, repeat, do something about those fingernails, and oh yes, drive safely and drink milk. That's the end of the show. Thanks for listening, everyone who listens. Oh, by the way, if you want to join us in the on the web, you can join us at thenextshow.com. I should post a link in the IRC. But anyway, that's the show. Goodbye, 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 goodbye! Goodbye, 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 goodbye! 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 Goodbye!